Welcome to the Rotary Report, which is brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services, Nationwide Insurance's number one Ohio MVP agency for 2010, 2011, and 2013. Call Joe Laser at 330-722-4444 for all of your insurance and financial needs. One of the big questions that still hangs over the Cleveland Browns this offseason, besides will they draft Johnny Manziel to be their quarterback of the future, is who will be snapping the football to Johnny Manziel or Blake Bortles or Teddy Bridgewater or Brian Hoyer? Will it be Alex Mack, or will they have to go out in free agency and find somebody else and then also approach that position in the draft? Right now, Alex Mack has been tagged by the Browns, a transition tag, which means the Browns have him signed for 1 year at $10 million if no other team offers him a contract and they don't match it. Okay, let me explain that again. What can happen here with Alex Mack is this. Other teams can offer Alex Mack a contract. Alex Mack can accept that contract. If he accepts that contract, then the Browns will have 5 days to match that contract or not match it and release him to that team. So the Browns still control his rights. If nobody offers him a contract, the Jacksonville Jaguars had him in for a visit. They have yet to officially offer Alex Mack a contract. If nobody does, the Browns then have Alex Mack under a one-year contract for $10 million for this year. It will also allow them time to maybe work out a long-term deal. So the Browns kind of control Alex Mack's future. How bad do they want him? Well, yesterday, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, said these words at the draft day movie premiere. "We remain optimistic that Alex Mack will be a Cleveland Brown for a long time. We want him to be. I think we've made it very clear that he's the kind of person, the kind of player we want in our organization." So the Browns are saying all the right things, and they want him and they need him to be a Cleveland Brown, in my opinion, because if you lose Alex Mack, who's going to be your starting center in 2014? In a year where you're preaching that you're trying to win now, all your offseason moves have been geared to winning in 2014 and 2015, winning sooner rather than later. Is John Greco going to be your starting center for 2014? Right now, he's listed as the backup to Alex Mack on the depth chart. If not Greco, then who's still available in free agency for the Browns to go out and get should they lose an Alex Mack? Well, the top three names that I found that are still listed as unrestricted free agents without a contract: Kyle Cook, formerly of the Bengals, Mike Gibson of Arizona, and Rich Orenberger, I believe is how you pronounce it, from San Diego. Those are the three centers that are still available, according to ESPN.com, in free agency. They aren't anywhere near the level at which Alex Mack plays. Not even close. Now, could you go out and get one of those three for a year and then also address the center position in the draft with maybe a Marcus Martin from USC or a Weston Richburg from Colorado State? Yeah, you could do that, but you're leaving a gaping hole in the middle of that offensive line for 2014 with a quarterback who only started two games. Check that, started three games for you last year and performed well, but performed with that center, Alex Mack, in front of him. Alex Mack is a very important piece to this offense. Yes, $10 million is $2 million more than any center in the NFL will make this coming season, but you have $30 million under the salary cap. You've positioned yourself well. You've already made your free agent acquisitions at the linebacker position, the safety position, at the wide receiver position, the running back position, and you still have that money to spend. So I think it's imperative that the Cleveland Browns match any offer that is given to Alex Mack and keep him at the center position along with Joe Thomas as the two key members of that offensive line and piece the other guys around those two players. To me, Alex Mack is very important to this team. Even if they have to overpay him, you win in the trenches in the NFL. And for me, one of the strengths of this team for the Cleveland Browns is on their defensive line as well as their offensive line if Alex Mack is a part of it. If he's not a part of it, it creates a weakness that you don't want to have, especially when you're uncertain about your quarterback position for 2014 as well as the future. It's imperative, in my opinion, that the Browns match any offer that Alex Mack gets and keep him as a member of the Cleveland Browns for 2014 and beyond. There's your Roto Report, and it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call 330-722-4444 for all of your insurance and financial needs. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.